Franco, if you can go straight to the point of the evening, was it or was it not the goal for Forestieri just into the second?
Well, I think it's there's no doubt about it. It was definitely a goal, and everyone has seen. I think you saw it as well, and so there's no doubt. Everyone has seen it, but the referees and the officials, and that is the disappointing bit. Also, because I don't think it was the goal came in a crowded area or whatever. There was only the player, the ball, and the line. And well, he hasn't been noticed. I'm very disappointed because he would have given us 3 points that, in my opinion, were deserved. Although the opposition played a good game and fight hard, and they tried to get opportunity, but certainly we deserve something more.
And is it time for goal line technology in the championship?
Well, I think in a championship in which there's a lot of money involved, they keep talking about 120 million for the teams that they go up and so on and so on. I think it would help even the officials, also the officials, to, you know, to keep everything under control. I think if it's an opportunity, something useful that we can use to make the team the game better, why not? Now, I don't know what that involves, but as far as I'm concerned, after today, even in a stronger way, yes, I would suggest that it's something that to be at least considered.
Do you think Forestieri was a little bit fortunate to still be on the pitch after looking
earlier? But, why? Because he's made us how many challenges, you see, like that. What about Bruno then, that he had to be rewarded with a second yellow card? And I know he are complaining for that. It's he went for a tackle. I don't think he went for Cusack. He definitely went to stop the ball, and he wasn't obviously clean, and he was good. He was right to be booked. But I think it would have been a little bit harsh to send him off.
Do you think at 2-0 you would have gone on and won the game if Forestieri still hadn't done
it? Honestly, they were trying to attack. They were creating some situation, but we were keeping it under control. And I certainly felt like that, yes, we had a very good chance to win the game if we had scored a second goal.
Will Buckley down the right cause you quite a bit?
Yeah, definitely. Well, but you cannot cancel the opposition from the pitch, you know. You can expect that they try, especially when they play their own ground, that you have to expect that they try to create something. Today it was Buckley that he was quite dangerous, especially in the first half, created some situations. But yes, we had a couple of problems, but we handled them well, and the second half was a little bit better.
What did you make of your team's performance as a whole?
Well, it's. I thought in the first half we scored a good goal, and then after that we gave too much. They gave the ball away too cheaply. I thought in the second half the quality of the passing was better, and we play better. Generally, I'm okay. You have to expect more, but. But the players gave in everything, and today I couldn't ask probably for more than that.
Gini came back and battled leading the line tonight, a difficult match. Anya was on the bench. Is he fully fit now, Anya, or are you still?
Yeah, Anya is fit, but we got him back towards the end of the week, and we felt like it was better to have him in case we needed him. But Troy again, he came back, he was fit, and he fought hard for 90 minutes. I'm very happy with his performance, with his attitude. Of course, it's not the Troy Dini that we all know, but I was expecting something like that, because when you come back from an injury like he had, you cannot be at your best straight away.
And is Abdi anywhere near?
Well, Abdi, he's had a little setback this week, and that is the disappointing bit. But We don't know. To be honest, if you ask me when he's going to be back now, I won't be able to say when. But we do hope soon because he's an important player for us.